and good morning to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I am so sorry about the delay, you guys. Please forgive me. There was technical difficulty, so I apologize for that. Listen, but we're here, praise God for that. And I'm so glad to be here with you today, Wednesday. It is April the 14th. Can you believe it? Already in the middle of the month, in the fourth month. I'm just blown away at the time going by. And but I'm just so glad that today is Wednesday. I'm with you. Listen, if you want to have us with you all the time, go ahead and download the app, BBS Radio. Go to your Apple Store or your store App Store section and go ahead and find BBS Radio and download the app. You can go on Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play a BBS Radio station number one. It'll bring you right into the show. Or you can say, hey, Google, play Gina's radio channel. And it'll bring you into the show. So many different avenues. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. Thanks to you guys. And I'm so excited about that. And I am also excited about the fact that we're streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. So this is just thebomb.com. So thankful to be with BBSRadio.com. Just so excited. So listen, go and follow me on www.drgina.com/prince.com and catch up with everything. My website is brand new and it's so fresh. You guys go and check it out. I'm so excited about that. And I know you're not going to forget to get the book In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight and Every Loss is now live on Kindle. You can go ahead and download it into your iPad or Kindle, Notepad, or you can go ahead and order a hard copy on Amazon, or you can go to www.drginaprince.com and get In the Weight of Every Loss. This book was birthed out of a 40-day fast, no television, no social action, just me and Jesus, me and the kingdom of God, just reading the word, listening to the word, praising and worshiping, and just really, really dying of this flesh. And this is where In the Weight of Every Loss was birthed. It is so good. I'm talking about the 2020. I'm talking about all of the things that was going on there. I'm talking about the revelation that was downloaded in me. Holy Spirit really had his way in this. So let's get started. Listen, we got the weather. DC right now is showers, 63 degrees, and we got showers all day long. Our high is going to be 64. In Detroit, you are cloudy as well. 54 degrees is your temperature now. You're 57 degrees and cloudy today. London, you're 52 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 34 degrees and you got showers. Your high tomorrow is going to be 48. Los Angeles, 54 degrees and cloudy. Your high today is going to be 63. And let's see here. We have South Australia, 61 degrees. That's your high. Today, you're going to wake up to 52 degrees, partly sunny. Kenya, you're 97 degrees right now. That's your high. 75 is what you're waking up to. Tomorrow, you're partly cloudy. Got some sunshine, though. 97 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Hawaii, 46 degrees is your high right now. That's where you are now. Your high is going to be 61 degrees. Tomorrow, all sunshine, but you got showers over the weekend and all next week. You're waking up to 46 degrees. Tomorrow, 66 is going to be your high. Puerto Rico, 77 degrees. Is your high right? Is your where you are now? 79 degrees is your high. You're waking. You got some showers coming this afternoon, but it's going to be clearing up and this evening around 6 p.m. 61 degrees is going to be what you wake up to tomorrow. 79 degrees is going to be your high. All sunshine though, so that's good. Portugal, you got showers right now, just like D.C., 48 degrees. That's your high. Showers all the way to 7 p.m. You got clear skies coming all the rest of the evening. But then you're waking up to 32 degrees. 52 is going to be your high tomorrow. And there is showers tomorrow. But the rest of the week looks all sunshine. So you're going to be all right, Puerto Rico. If I didn't name your state, city, continent, or your nation, just know that God is always in control and he has the final say. He knows everything about you and he's concerned about you and he loves you just like we do right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We're going to take a sponsorship break and then we got, I think he's my favorite person, Kareem R. Ellis is joining us, powerhouse speaker. He's going to be joining us. And also, you know, we got Jeffrey Hill giving us Financial Five. So this is our show today. And we got Ministerial Moment. We're going to kick off with that right after the message from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right. Well, we are now going into Ministerial Moment, and I got to share this word with you that God gave me. It's in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adopted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. What is good for you? What is God saying for you to do? See, a lot of us, especially in the body of Christ, we get saved, we give our life to Christ, and then the first thing we want to do is carbon copy what we've seen, what we've heard, and what we think is kingdom. But God wants to do a work in you individually that you will be transformed and be more like Christ. God wants us to be kingdom-minded, have the heart of the Father, the mind of Christ. And we are not to be conformed to this world, meaning that we don't have to look like, act like, be like anything of this world. God called us a peculiar people. We are set apart. And there is a standard that he's raised for us in the presence of our enemies. And that is for us to really, really, really surrender all of everything that we know. I love when it says here at the beginning, it says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs. You know, the kingdom of God's priorities is a little bit deeper than that, but it's so simple. He says to love one another, with all, love us each other, mourn with one another, be concerned about one another, rejoice for one another. You know, if there's a need, provide for one another. You know, these are the things that are kingdom, to have the mind of Christ, to literally be in a position where we are moving by his spirit. And so therefore, there's a lot of resistance of the flesh because we want to be what we see. We think that because we don't see in the kingdom, we don't see it with our natural eyes. But the process of going through the process that we go through is that we will begin to see like Christ, the transformation of the mind, the renewing of the mind to be more like Christ, to see things the way God sees them. And the way he sees things is so much more simpler than what we actually actually are able to receive right away. So it takes a process for us to adapt, to not be conformed to the things of this world. It's superficial things, you know, things that are outward, things that are tangible, you know, titles, names and, you know, cars and houses and all of these things where, you know, God is asking for us to be more kingdom, which is more eternal. There's a transformation of the mind. The more we understand the word of God, we will begin to now understand how the world is set up. We will be able to see, like, you know, there's things that, like, even the systems of the government don't even really apply to us, even though we respect the authority that's on the land, because the Bible says that, oh, no man, nothing, pay all your debt, your taxes and things like that. But there's a kingdom system that God wants, and we call it favor. And that's the difference between the world and what is in the kingdom of God. And I know this might be foreign to some people, but literally when you are set up in your mind, being transformed, in being renewed and coming out of the superficial things and out of the lust of the flesh and things like that, you know, you approve the perfect will for God. And God wants the perfect will for you to be living in purpose, be living in and the fruit of his spirit, which is wealth in itself. I mean, it is so amazing to me that those that have tapped into this, their testimonies is that I didn't work for a whole year. I didn't have a job. I was struggling before this. And God, you know, was still taking care of me. But when this pandemic happened, I really got to see him really move in my life. I mean, testimonies like that. I haven't had a real job in I don't know how many years, and it's been nothing but a faith walk. I don't know any other way but to walk it through faith. You know, I don't know no other way to do that. And so therefore, for me and for a lot of others in the body of Christ, we have come to this thing like, you know what? It's more peace in the kingdom mentality, kingdom lifestyle. It's more victory. It's more authority and power. It's more purposeful. I mean, these are the things that you get walking in the kingdom. And so, therefore, when it says do not be conformed, I mean, once you get a taste of what God is doing over here in the kingdom, it for your life and what he's always wanted for us. I mean, from Adam and Eve, when he created them, he wanted them to live stress-free, provided for everything, having dominion on the earth. So we're literally being born again to the original intent of what God had intended for us to walk in. And it's so much wealth in that, that we don't realize that, because when we're looking at what we see in the natural view, we don't get to see what's all going on in the kingdom and the heavenlies on our behalf. There's angels fighting on our behalf. There's wealth transfer. There's, you know, peace. There's joy. There's celebration. There is, you know, so much more within the kingdom. And so this is why that says that. So I wanted to encourage you guys today, all the stuff that's going on, all of the stuff that's going on, you know, with you know, racial tension and murders and bullying and with authority in this nation, in the United States, you know, there's a lot going on. And to really rise above it, I think about when God says, like a flood, when an enemy comes in, like a flood, God raises a standard against him. That means that when you go into God, there's a standard that God has raised, you know, against the enemy, that nothing will come your way. It's like the covering, the hedge of protection. It is where, you know, God wants us to be in solitude and the peace that passes understanding and everything. And so we can operate in what we were called to operate in. So, and to achieve what we were called to achieve. If we're in it and we're getting emotionally attached and we're getting emotionally moved by the media or the concerns of other people or other people's opinions or all the lies that's going on around in our nation, lies. You know, manipulation. If we get caught up in that, we're not going to be purposeful. And God says that we can call those things that be not as though they were, that we have power and authority through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we can move a mountain. We can, you know, we can bind and cast out. We have authority to do all of that, take dominion over the grounds that we stand on. And so this is why I want you to understand not being conformed to the world. Yes, it makes sense to the natural, but what is God saying? What is the kingdom of God saying? First of all, it was always promised that all of these things was going to happen. If you read in the New Testament, I think it's in the book of Matthews, it talks about all of these things that will occur before the coming of Jesus Christ. And Paul even said that there is no, there was never promised that there would be no tribulations, no trials. We're going to go through that, but it's how you position yourself. Are you going to position yourself when the enemy comes in, you know, and you just worrying about what everything is going on? Or are you going to allow God to raise up the standard, you know, like a flood, raise you up, you know, like that? So, yeah, it's very important. Read your word, get more, you know, pray some more. You know, if you're doing it, do some more. You know, if you're reading, read some more. You know, get into what God is saying for you and how he wants to protect you and how he wants to keep you. And this has been Ministerial Moments. I'm loving you. Do not be conformed to the things of the world. You have a kingdom that you belong in. You are a kingdom resident. You are a kingdom priesthood. You are joint heirs. You know, there's no way that anything that's going on in this world should affect us at all. And I mean that. Nothing. Even death should not even affect us to that, you know, to the point that we fear death. I mean, you know, we have eternal life. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. You know what I mean? Like, that's a celebration. You know, you being with Jesus. I mean, it's just, it has to be the death of the flesh to that degree that nothing else matters but you making it into those gates and being with your Father. That's the truth. Nothing else matters. You pray because you have love for your brethren. You want people to be set free. You want them out of the darkness. You want to minister the gospel and preach the gospel. That's the mandate that's on our life. But to be conformed to it, to take on the worries and the cares of the world, that's not our responsibility. So I just wanted to just let you know that, be blessed with that, and God bless you. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Kareem R. Ellis joining us. Oh, man, he got credentials all down. It's a whole list. I can't wait to share them with you. We'll be right back after this message.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, friends. I want you to know today that you are worthy because Christ is worthy and He lives in you. Period. End of story. Our unworth is not defined in the world, what happened to us, victim, defeat mentality. Our worthiness and our identity is founded in Christ, what the Word of God says about us, our identity, and our kingdom inheritance. So as you find yourself struggling with unworthiness or fleeting negative thoughts, remember you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, we're back with Karima Ellis, powerhouse speaker, expert transformational coach, NBC, CBS, ABC, Yahoo Finance, Wall Street Select, and Fox Network affiliates. And guess what? Now he's on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. 10 years experience. He has a book called GPS, My Success. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Karim R. Ellis.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something. I have been here since this show started off. And in the beginning, God said there was the word, right? So you gave us a word to start this program off with today. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean, if that don't put a smile on somebody's face, then your lips are broken. Oh, my goodness. You got me in here smiling, right? I'm in here with a grin from ear to ear because there's something about the word of God that just covers all. No matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstance, it just has a way of covering all and turning frowns upside down. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, we love you being here. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about all of the accomplishments that you've had just from speaking and coaching. You have over 10 years experience. We're going to talk about the book before you go, but I want to talk about how did you realize that you, because I know that you coach in a variety of areas. You coach in, I'm assuming, mental transformational money as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how did you come to this where you can coach people in so many different varieties of life? And how did you narrow it down, or is there a narrowing down?
Wow. So here's the thing, right? I obviously I'm a Christian individual, and a lot of the things I teach and speak on are biblical based. And I think that's super important for a lot of folks out there to know, especially for the folks that follow your tribe and follow your powerful radio podcast. I believe that we are put here on this planet for a purpose. I don't believe that anyone listening to the sound of our voices is on this planet by accident. God wasn't up in the heavens and the cosmos just walking around, slipped on some gigantic, super large banana peel and just popped you out, right? We know that you're not here by accident. We know that you were put here on purpose, with purpose, by purpose, for purpose. And as my mother used to say back in the day, when someone would get pregnant, she would say they got knocked up. I'm here to tell you that you have been knocked up with purpose. The idea being is, what are you supposed to give birth to in this season of your life? I'm going to say it again. What are you supposed to be giving birth to in this season of your life? See, what I've discovered is simply this. What your purpose involves, 9 times out of 10, is a mixture of the things, the setbacks, the challenges that you have actually gone through. Let me give it to you a different way. I talk about something called you are the anti-venom. And what that means is simply this, is if I'm out in desert country, right, and I happen to lay up against a rock on a hot 98-degree day, and I don't notice that there's a poisonous rattlesnake hiding behind that rock, and that rattlesnake leaps out and strikes me on the arm, you know, I have mere seconds to get to the hospital or my life will be forfeit. And so as I'm speeding to the hospital, and my circulatory system is beginning to shut down, right? I'm starting to breathe heavier. I'm getting faint of heart. I feel like I'm going to pass out. When I burst through those ER doors, the ER doctor is going to ask me two things. Number one, why am I here? Number two, what type of snake bit me? And number two is the most important, because in order for them to save my life, they have to give me anti-venom. But they just can't give me any anti-venom. They got to give me anti-venom for the particular snake that bit me. So in other words, they can't give me King Cobra anti-venom if I've been bit by a rattlesnake. They can't give me Black Mamba anti-venom if I've been bit by a rattlesnake. They have to give me rattlesnake anti-venom in order to save my life. So a quick side note is this. In order to get anti-venom, you have to take the venom from the snake that bit you. That means the poison designed to take you out. Mix that venom with antibodies, and that's how you get anti-venom. So that's crazy, isn't it? The very thing designed to take your life, when you mix it with anti-venom or antibodies, it's the thing that turns around and saves your life. So for most of us out there, myself included, I have been bitten by life's rattlesnake again and again and again. I've been homeless. I've had cars repossessed. I've had my heart broken. I've walked the line of considering suicide, taking my own life. I've been through a series of setbacks and challenges like a lot of the viewers, a lot of the listeners on your call today. The idea being is when you get bit by life's rattlesnake, God never intended the bite to take you out. I'm going to say it again. He never intended for that bite to take you out. See, when you learn how to push through the pain and turn your situation around, what happens is you go from being venom to walking, talking, living, breathing anti-venom. And so typically, that's the thing that helps you in your purpose. God will put you in front of the household, put you in front of rooms and arenas where there's people out there who've been bit by the same snake as you. And since you made it through successfully and you can show them how to do it, you, my friend, become anti-venom. And that is one of the key crucial components to not only discovering your purpose, but creating maximum impact and change for the time you're on this planet.
What, you know what? I don't even... What does a person say after that?
Hey, listen, you started off by saying, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Listen.
So I don't always give the topic. I just go what God gives me based on what's lined up. This is volleyball. You set it up. My job is to knock it down.
Oh, well, you got the point, brother. Let me tell you. Listen, I love all of that because it's so true. You know, a lot of us have gone through a lot, especially within a year. You know, people have had a lot of turmoil and a lot of tragedy and trauma with even in this year. And so motivation has really been... very key for a lot of people in this season to just get a word of something to refresh, something to just, you know, give them a pickup, a you know what I'm saying? And just and just that you can do it, because, you know, I did it. And even just, you know, the revelation that God just gave you, or just you to just reveal to us, is just something that that will get people excited. You know, they get that fire burning again. So it's very important. And I can see how God has expanded your territory in so many areas with encouragement. Tell us exactly how that went about, though. You got the revelation that this is, you know, you can encourage other people. How did the doors start opening up? What was the first step for you to start, you know, bringing this out for other people, to start ministering it to other people?
Absolutely. So everything starts with vision, right? Everything starts with vision. Fact about it, when God allowed me to put out the book, GPS My Success, which we'll delve into a little bit later, the book came about through one of my favorite scriptures, which is write the vision and make it plain. That means that when God put me on this planet, He gave me gifts. He gave me talents. He allowed me to create an expertise. He gave me resources. He gave me access to people, places, and things. But none of those things can serve me properly until I first have a vision for my life, meaning what am I supposed to do with my gift? What am I supposed to do with my talent? What am I supposed to do with my expertise? What am I supposed to do with the money you're giving me right now? What am I supposed to do with the circle of influence I have or the impact I'm creating? So one of the things I had to do is get clear in the Father's face about, why did you give me the gift of communication? Why am I so gifted where I can speak very easily in front of total strangers on stages and not be scared, not be fearful, and can just run with it, right? Because here's the thing about God. God is never going to give you an assignment without giving you the tools and the resources to pull it off. Can I repeat that and say that one more time? Because someone is looking at their assignment and saying they got burning bush moment, where they're looking at God and saying, you know, I can't do it, God. And God is saying, who made man's mouth? I don't know what you called to do in this season, but I'm telling you right now, if it's a God-inspired vision, whether it's to build that business, drop that nonprofit, get on stages, or create a podcast, whatever it may be, God has already given you all the resources you need in order to be successful, but you have to discover and uncover. God will not do that for you, because you must do that by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So for me, I have to ask myself that powerful question, why am I so gifted in the art of communication? As a child growing up, that's what I got in trouble for the most. I was a kid that was a smart kid. I skipped the grade. I got straight A's, but I always got in trouble for talking too much. I didn't realize that was God's gift being manifested inside me at a very early age.
Too?
See?
Hey, you too? You too, Kareem?
Absolutely.
I used to get in so much trouble for talking. I thought it was because I was the only child, but I just talk and talk all the time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, it's not that at all. See, here's the thing, right? When God gives you a gift, that gift can only be mastered with discipline. I'm going to say that again. That gift can only be mastered with discipline. If you have a gift but have no discipline, that gift oftentimes comes out as annoying, right? It will upset the balance of people around us. Let's talk about the story of Joseph. We know his gift was the gift of interpretation. We know the gift of interpretation set him before Pharaoh. And because he used his gift in the right place and the right time with the power of discipline, it set him second over all of Egypt. I'm talking about someone who was not born an Egyptian, not through blood heritage, but he became a prince over Egypt without being in the bloodline. Do you understand how powerful that is? Now, let's rewind the story back to the beginning of the journey. At the beginning of the journey, we knew his brothers despised him because he was favored by his father. See, some of y'all right now got enemies in your family, enemies in your camp, enemies in your job, and they don't like you for one reason and one reason only, because God's favor is on your life right now. God's favor is dripping from top to bottom, from head to your shoes, and doors are open and they can't stand you. What I'll tell you right now is favor is never fair. But let me not get sidetracked, because I can go all day long with that alone. What I'm going to say is this. Joseph interpreted a dream in front of his brothers who despised him, right? Up until this moment, they only despised him. They only despised him. But he said, I had a dream where you guys were bowing down to me and I was above you. Now, let's be real. At the end of the story, we saw that take place. He interpreted that dream spot on. At the end of the story, when he was second over all of Egypt, they came looking for grain and bowed down. But the problem was this. Joseph used his gift without discipline. He already knew that his brothers had animosity against him. That wasn't something new. There was animosity that he was in the house and they was in the field. It was animosity when he got the coat of many colors. So it was already animosity. This is the equivalent of a child saying, nan, nanny, boo, boo, I'm sticking it in your face. So when he said, y'all gonna bow down, it went from we despise you to we want to kill him.
Yes.
And that was the original goal. It wasn't to sell him into slavery. The original goal was to take his life, right? So we already know that what's purpose for evil, God can always repurpose and will always repurpose for our good. But this is a lesson for someone out there. When it comes to your gift has to come with discipline. You have to know when to turn it on, when to turn it off, what's the proper environment to use it in, and when you got to tuck that joker in your pocket and just kind of be quiet and sit back in the set, because your gift and talent is not designed to operate everywhere in your favor.
You know what? Let me tell you, that is so good and so on point. And I actually have a question. What are the signs of God's favor?
So God's favor for me works like this. There were arenas I was walking into. You know, he says, I prepare a place for you in the midst of your enemies. When you're walking in God's favor, you don't have to do the heavy lifting. There are things that will just happen, and it's because you're in the right place in the right time, and you are walking out your God purpose. See, the problem I have is this. I hate when someone comes up to me and says, I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. If it's a God-inspired dream, if it's a God-inspired vision and calling, it will always be too big for you. Always be too big for you. You have to take that ego out and deflate that ego, because you'll miss your turn and block your blessing when you get to put yourself in the holy place of the Father and act like you yourself are God. God's the person that gave you the gift, gave you the talent, gave you access to the money. You know, we already know scripture says that without God's favor, wealth creation is darn near impossible to do. It's the Lord that gives us the ability to create wealth. All of our work adds nothing to it. I could be the most gifted speaker in the world and be broke 24/7 because it's not my gift that gets me paid. It's the favor of God over my life. It's over my life. So when people get to talking that self-made nonsense, and we know in this new age, the problem we have are the lines are getting blurred so much with these new age speakers and these new age pastors, and they're thinking a lot of things. They're saying the universe and the stars make me great. Listen, God created the universe. So the universe can't do nothing for me if God created the universe. So we got to be clear in this day and age about where our wealthy power comes from or where our gift and talent comes from. We cannot be confused about the God that gave it to us, because when we forget the God that gave it to us, we also forget the ability of what it can do. I look at scripture like an instruction manual, right? And let's take this back. I'm talking to you right now on my iPhone 11. And when that iPhone came out, it came with the online instruction manual, right? Now, when I grabbed that phone out the box, I was so eager to get the cracking on it, I didn't look over the instruction manual. So I knew how to take a photo. I knew how to do some videos. I knew how to, you know, surf the internet and things like that. But you understand, I was only using my phone at 40% of its maximum potential. I was only using my phone at 40% of its maximum potential. Why? Because even though I have the phone in my hand and I'm playing around with it on a daily basis, I still haven't read the instruction manual, so I don't know how to properly use it, and I don't know what entitlements come with the phone. See, for most of us out there, we are powerful beyond measure, but because we ain't never sat down and cracked open the Word of God to understand who we are, whose we are, what we have entitlement to, how our gifts are supposed to open up doors for us, how favor is supposed to work for us when we obey certain principles and laws, because we know that we live in a world of principles and laws. God's Word does not return void. Then that means I'm living my life like that iPhone where I'm getting 40% value, but dang on it, wouldn't it be great if I can crack it open 100% and find out every single thing the phone could do?
Let me cut in here, Kareem. Let me cut in here because I know you can go, man. And I'm going to have to have you come back on the show for real. Listen, I wanted to just tap into that for a second because that's a word right there in itself. You know, we're not tapping in all the way in. And we have to get to that place where we're not just getting, because that resonated with me so much, because even with me having an iPhone all of these years, I'm only using it at the minimum capacity. I know that if I took the training and the classes that they offer or tutorials, I would be able to use it so much more effectively for what is, you know, all of the things that you have available to it, all of the accesses, all of the things that you can do. So that works. That right there resonates with a lot of us, I'm sure, that just only use the phone for the pictures and only use the phone. Because, see, you could only use the Word of God just when you need it, just when you want to, you know, you're going through some hard times. But what is the Bible saying overall with conforming, not conforming to this world, but by renewing and transforming of the mind? We have to die of the flesh every day in our own understanding. God told, and I just want to share this with you because, and then I want to talk about your book. God told me to open up a church. When I first came into ministry, he told me to start a church. That was what everybody was doing. That's what made sense. I did that. I believe that in that time he was testing me and, you know, training me, and, you know, I had a great team with us and we were getting the training and going out and ministering the gospel and feeding the homeless, and it was effective and things were great. He told me to open up another one in D.C., one in Charlotte, one in D.C. I did that. Now I'm thinking, you know, I'm a minister, you know, I'm seeing all these other leaders and things like that, and I'm not being invited to all the parties, right? I'm not coming to all of the events. I'm not being invited to speak at the events and things like that. And the enemy really was trying to mess with my mind, you know, because I, you know, you need to be, why aren't they inviting you? Why aren't you part of the crew? And why are you not with this? But see, what God was doing was testing my level of faith and relationship with him with my gift. Was my gift to be validated by man, to get on this platform and that platform, sharing it with them? Or was I going to believe God, hey, you called me for a purpose. And you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm on a platform in this small church here or in D.C. or if I'm on the street preaching the gospel. You know what I'm saying? I had to come to grips that, you know, God, you created me and this is your creation. You called me, right? So I kept on going. Or in concerts with thousands of people in venues with Patti LaBelle, Anthony Hamilton, Toni Braxton, I mean, Kim. I can go on and on and on. Frankie Beverly and Maze. And I was able to get on those platforms and minister the gospel and tell my testimony. And people were literally being set free and delivered. They would come to my product stand and crying and saying how God really moved them. They came there for a party, but then they left there like thinking like, oh my gosh, I can actually change. I can actually be delivered. I can actually be set free. And they left with encouragement. And so when you said that, it is so imperative people understand that it's not about how anybody else is moving. You have to move by the way God is set up for you to move, to get in the platforms. And that's what favor is. When you're not favored in others, other areas that you think you should be in. But I just want people to understand that you know, your ways and your thoughts are not like God's thoughts. And when he put you on this earth, he had a plan for you. See, he knew all of the opposition that was going to go on with you. He knew how the people, you know, the people that weren't going to accept your gift or want to include you into the functions and the parties. He knew all of that. But guess what? When you're tested, when you are diligent in the things of him, he will open up doors for you that you never would have thought of opportunity. And that's what happened to me. And now, not only did he trust me with that, then was able to go and minister in Pakistan with thousands and thousands of souls. You know what I'm saying? So it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger when he trusts you with little and you keep, make him a priority and you keep him in the front of everything else. Yeah, it may hurt that nobody invited you. Yeah, it may feel bad that nobody's validating you. But guess who the ultimate validator is? Guess who the creator is? Guess who got the plan? Guess who knows how to make it and maneuver you around everything? Nobody but God. And you may cry, but get back up. And I love what you said. You said something about discipline. Consistency is very key. You never stop because somebody don't like what you're doing. You never stop because nobody's accepting what you're doing. Just because it don't feel good don't mean it ain't good. Don't go by your feelings and your acceptance and your validation of man. This is what being transformed by the renewing of your mind to be more like kingdom. Do you think Jesus walked on this earth knowing that his plan was the ultimate death as a sacrifice for us all? All of the things that he went in between, people was doubting him. People was hating him. They wouldn't invite him to the temples. He had to go in the temples. They didn't want him there. They didn't want him to be a part of the functions. They didn't want him in the religious meetings. They didn't invite him to none of the religious dinners and the religious celebrations. God still moved and he still maneuvered. And guess what his attention was? Doing what the Father told him to do and saying what the Father told him to say. Guess where he is now, sitting at the right hand of the Father? He's our advocate every single day, interceding on our behalf. I'm done. Go ahead, Kareem. We got about five more minutes, and then I got my boy Jeff Hill coming in. Go ahead, man.
Gotcha. So I'm just going, I'm going to add value real quick to what you said, because I think there's some folks listening today that feel like they're stuck. They got big goals. They got big dreams. They got big agenda, but they feel like they're literally stuck in time. When I started out speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio many years ago, I had a hard time getting on stages here. I knew my gift. I knew I was a bad mamma jamma. I was aware of the gift inside of me. But for several reasons, I couldn't understand why I wasn't being selected here in my hometown. But I was picking up like hotcakes outside of my city, outside of my state, right? And so one of the things I had to learn is this, is God will oftentimes set you up to win. Where the enemy's trying to set you up to lose and set you up to fail, God has already seen the future of your finish line before you have even put on your shoes, got at the starting line, and heard the gun go bang to start the race. So in other words, what I'm saying is this, most of us are creatures of our own comfort zone. Most of us are creatures of our own comfort zone. So when I was not allowed to speak here in Cincinnati, Ohio, might have been through intimidation, because I knew my gifts and talent. I knew what I was doing exceptionally well. It may have been lack of connection, lack of resources. It forced me to shift to speak outside my hometown. Why? Because he did not want me to create a comfort zone speaking within a 25-mile radius of where I stand. For some of you, God is allowing you to go through this season where you feel stuck and have to step outside your comfort zone, because he does not want you to create a comfort zone where you are. You're missing your message. What you've been called to do, who you've been called to impact, is bigger than where you currently lay your head at. And if he did not make a struggle in your hometown, you would not take your mission on the road. You would not take your mission out there and expound upon it so you can do the fulfillment of what you've truly been called to do, which is a world changer. Can you think about Jesus Christ never getting outside of Bethlehem? Can you think what would happen if Bethlehem became a comfort zone and he never left Bethlehem his whole life up into 33 years of age, stayed right there in Bethlehem? No, he left Bethlehem and took his message on the road and took it out there to the rest of the world. So I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I want you to smile. I want you to perk up. I want you to be in good joy and good spirit, because right now, even though it looks like doors are being closed, Right now, though, it looks like they're not paying attention to you. Right now, you're not getting the shine you're supposed to get. I want you to understand, God is setting you up because he doesn't want you to be comfort and mediocrity. He has plans to take you, the vision, the mission, your gift, your talent, your expertise to a whole nother level. So when they see you on the playing field and they see what you do in the world, there's going to be no doubt in their mind that you serve a mighty and powerful God, because only God can set you up for that level of success. There's no such thing as a self-made man or self-made woman.
Never. Listen, God, the devil is a lie. Tell everybody where they can get your book and where they can follow you on social media. We got to go. I love
Absolutely.
You, but we got to go, and you got to come back again.
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure. So you guys can get the book on Amazon.com. Amazon.com. Look for Kareem R. Ellis, K-A-R-I-M, last name Ellis. The book is called GPS. My Success. GPS My Success. The book is under $20 right now. You get an e-copy for less than $7. And you can connect with me on Facebook under Kareem R. Ellis, or connect with me on Instagram at Kareem Ellis with the number one behind it.
I love it. Love it. Love you, Kareem. We got to stay in contact. I follow you. You follow me. And let's just stay in connection. And we got to get you here again sometime in the summer to get some fire under the feet of these people so they don't be distracted in the summertime, you know, because, you know, you got to always keep the grind going now. Always keep your faith moving. Don't hang it up in the summertime, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot let your guard down, because we know the enemy is walking around like a lion ready to devour anyone who's off they grind. Anytime you see a gazelle get ate up by a lion, they weren't paying attention.
Come on now. All right. Kareem R. Ellis, we love you here. I want you to do a radio drop for me with Doug, okay? I'm going to transition
Absolutely.
Now because we got Jeffrey Hill coming and joining us, and he's got Financial Five. You know, this is my man right here. Every month he brings us some words of knowledge about finance. So this is perfect. We had Kareem R. Ellis. And then now we got Jeffrey Hill. Perfect Wednesday. All right, Kareem, thank you so much. Doug, please take care of Kareem. And Jeff Hill, thank you for bringing your words of knowledge right now. How are you?
I am doing well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jeffrey Hill with Financial Five. Financial Five, Jeffrey Hill with Financial Five. Come on.
Yo, listen, man. This is a way off topic, but for the listeners, please get these nuggets that were dropped on the call today. As I'm sitting here listening, it's funny that all three of us who are on the same show in the same hour were told we talk too much or we need to calm down and all this. And it's so amazing how we talk about living in this gift, and we are all on the same radio show in the same hour using the gift of speaking and communicating. That is the God we serve. So Proverbs 13:22 is how I'm going to start off with the Financial Five. Again, this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm with the Financial Five. Proverbs 13:22, look it up. I have it on my shirt right now, and I never tell people what it is because I want you to crack it open and read it, okay? But we're talking about anytime you hear me give advice, guys, I want you to understand there are a lot of economic issues that we are facing as a people, as a country today. And there are not a lot of solutions. So people are getting really, really, really excited about being in the hustle and bustle. But I want you to understand history repeats itself. So you remember how we kept hearing about the dot-com bubbles, and there were so many millionaires being made during this time, and everybody was running to computers and trying to start their own online business. Well, we're in another phase of that, but it's not just with businesses. It's monopoly of money, okay? It's the crypto space. It's the stock and bond space. It's the AI space. It's all of these spaces, and there's so much growth going on right now. There's a lot of noise, okay? A lot of the things that we've heard coming from a background of finance growing up, I don't care if you grew up in the country, because I did, and I know the kind of stuff they share with us. A lot of the stuff doesn't exist today. Okay, you were told at one point in time to buy gold and buy silver and buy some bonds to hedge against, you know, the market collapsing and all that. But we can't do that because everything is being manipulated today. There are not a lot of tools. And I mean, when I say not a lot, outside of a savings account, a checking account, money market account, which we know has very poor performance, there's not a handful of places that you can put your money in and give you the guarantee that you want. You hear me talk a lot about guarantees for a reason, because risk and volatility is essentially free. You can get that anywhere. When you want guarantees, it costs you money, okay? And we have four major crises that we are facing, so this is a little bit different. Economic crisis is one. We got social crisis. We got COVID-19, and we got climate crisis. Any one of these, and remember, it's not just one thing when we say climate, because climate can make up a lot of different things. So anytime you hear me talk about these four economic, it's not just one thing in there. It can be any number of things inside that domino that just tips one and it spills into the other. Okay. Now, that's the protection. I want you guys to understand there are ways for you to protect your money. Anytime you hear me asking you questions, if you don't know the answer, find the answer out. And if you still can't get what you want, you need to get a professional to help you navigate through what's going on. Now, the fun stuff for the people who don't want to listen to that, who just want their money to grow, right now, Coinbase, which is a huge exchange where you can buy your cryptocurrency, is going live today. Their IPO is today. The IPO is initial public offering. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm telling you to go buy it. I'm only giving you this information because here's what's going on today. They go live today. So just like any company, when they go public, you can buy stock in them. That's happening today at the tune of $250 a share. Their valuation is huge, meaning the experts who look at the company and what kind of revenue it can make, they are saying this is a $100+ billion company, but they don't make that kind of money. So you have to be able to sift through what you're hearing online as to where you should put your money, if you should go into it or not. I've also been advised by some other people, don't buy it right out of the gate. It's going to be priced too high. Wait a month or two when the price levels out and people actually understand what they have their hands on. I know this sounds like a lot, but that's why I'm here for you guys to call me. Ask Dr. Gina. She calls, she gets questions answered, and I try to do what I can to help her. And I'm not charging for that, right? So while it's free, get it while it's free, because I don't want you guys 2 years from now saying, man, you know, there's nobody, everybody's always charging for information. We got 1 million+ people that can listen. Get it for the free right now. Okay, and when you learn, then you pay to get better at what you're doing. So that's all I'm going to say today about the Financial Five. I talked about four crises that we have going on and a big thing that's happening in the financial news today, which is going to be Coinbase going live. If you have any other questions, follow me. You can follow me at HFG Inc. on Instagram. That's HFG Inc. on Instagram. Or on Facebook, The Hill Financial Group. Type in and you can find me. If you have questions, feel free to text me. Or if you want to email, email me. So text me at 501-291-0708. That's 501-291-0708. And Jeff at The Hill Financial Group is my email address. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
I do call Jeff because, you know, investing in stocks and things like that, I want to know how to do it and stuff like that. Again, you know, contact him, get some information, rich dad, poor dad, you know, other stuff. I can't list them all, but he knows them all. And he can direct you on what literature you need to read and all of that. What I want to ask you is, what's going live again? And can you simplify that for just us that's not savvy in the language? Can you do that in like 1 minute?
Yes, I can. Okay. You have public and private companies. Like Walmart is a public company. You can go buy stock in Walmart, right?
Okay.
Well, Coinbase has been private, and they're going to go public today. So now they're going to be able to be offered on the stock exchange so you can buy stock in them. So just like you buy stock in any other company, you're now today going to be able to buy stock in a cryptocurrency exchange, which is big news for cryptocurrency, because for a long time, people have thought cryptocurrency is one of those things that's going to go away. It's a fad. But now you got a company
that's
being
listed. I don't like the name crypto.
Okay.
What is that?
Let's say digital currency. Digital currency, Bitcoin. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, those are cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
So let me use digital currency. This is, imagine this kind of being like a digital currency bank.
I don't know.
Okay, and now they're going public, so the public can now buy shares in the company. If the company continues to do good, your share price goes up, and you can sell those shares for a profit at some point in the future. shares can also go down.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's simple enough, because I can keep going.
No, that's good, because I want people to call you. Give them your number again.
501-291-0708. That's 501-291-0708. Or just connect with me on social media.
And it doesn't hurt to actually ask the questions if you don't know. No question is off, you know, off. I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. But you want to know, right? So you got to ask the question so you can know. My next question is, how much is the stock, you think, like, for this new thing? Like, what are we talking here? $100? $300?
No, ma'am. $250 a share. $250. Now, $250. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's if you're buying whole shares. Remember, apps like Robinhood make it really easy for you to buy partial shares. So don't think that you have to come out and just drop $250. It might be like Bitcoin. You might say, all right, I'm only going to put $50 in this thing and let's see what happens. Well, we know if Bitcoin costs $63,000 for one coin and you put $50, that's a fraction of a Bitcoin, but you still own some. So you can own fractions of shares. So if you're interested in this, don't let necessarily the price of a whole share stop you from investing if that is your goal and that's part of your plan. You can buy fractions of individual shares of companies.
Okay. All right, because I just, you know, I don't know. I guess because I'm new to it, and when I hear 250, like, I mean, maybe 100, but when I, because I remember, I didn't have any money in my 20s, but I sure wish I did. When Fox went live and they were saying you could buy stocks for $100, I was like, gosh, I wish I had $100 to buy in Fox when they first came out. See, stuff like that. But, like, I don't know. I mean, so, yeah, you know, that's a little something. And I have to do a come to Jesus moment about investment. It's just kind of like, see what I'm led to do as far as that goes. Because, you know, I trust God and I know that this is his money. But like I say, you know, $250 is not a lot to some. But it's like if you're new, and it's not a lot. I mean, when you think about investment, mm-hmm. but it's like when you're starting, it's like, ooh, this is really going in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. I do. I understand exactly what you're saying. And one thing, I haven't said it on this show, so I'll say it now so people understand. Do not invest more than you're willing to lose. There's a lot of opportunities for you guys to get fake trading accounts and practice on some of this stuff. Start to look at some of the news that's going on and set up like a dummy account and just go buy some shares, buy some digital currency, and look at what happens. You can do that, and it doesn't cost you any money to do it. And when you get comfortable being in the game, cool. But just understand, in some of these cases, time is money. So if it takes you a really long time to grasp the concept and do your due diligence, that it's going to be higher. See, $250 might seem like a lot, but what if next week it goes to $1,000 a share and you could afford extra money? So it's
wow,
all perspective and how. And right. Now, listen. Don't get excited, because that $250 can go down to $50, and now you've divided by 4 or 5 technically.
Yeah.
So it goes in both ways, which is why
yeah.
I was advised to wait a month or two on this particular thing and let it level out.
Right.
It might level out high, and it might level out low. So,
right.
you know, put a little money
okay.
over there if your heart's desire and see what happens.
Yeah. So I'm investing, you guys. I called Jeff. Jeff is the man that I talk to. So go ahead and call him. Connect with him. Jeffio Speaks on Instagram, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then he gave the number several times. So we got to go. But I love you, Jeffrey Hill. You're my man.
Thank you,
tell
ma'am.
My sister-in-law
thank
that
you.
I said hello. You guys are still in
Will
Columbia?
Do. Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay. Well, enjoy your time. I love you so much. You got to keep in contact so you can follow Jeff every time he comes in. He always has the bomb information. Thank you, Jeffrey Hill. We love you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good one.
You too. All right. What's on my mind is that this was the bomb show. And if you didn't hear it all, you need to tune in on time next week at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. You never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We have coming. I just want to let y'all know, and I'm so excited. Bishop Jackie McCullough out of New York. Now, have you been in church? as long as I have been in church, knew about church at least. Listen, you done heard about Bishop Jackie McCullough. She's going to be joining us in May. We got Kathy DeGraw. Apostle Kathy DeGraw is going to be joining us. We have Dr. Bias. Lynn Bias's mom is going to be joining us. We got you. If y'all don't know who Lynn Bias is, go ahead and Google him. All-star athlete. He died before he actually played with the Celtics, but he was signed with the Celtics, and he was supposed to be better than Michael Jordan. So you need to go check out that. Google that information and get excited about Dr. Bias joining us. And again, you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about the next 2 months. And so much more stuff is going down, and I can't wait to tell y'all. Go check out my website, DrGinaPrince.com, DrGinaPrince.com. Check out the new website. Super excited about that. It's going to send you into a very peaceful mode. All right, you guys. I love you. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio.